With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Large number of mysterious drones flying over parts of New Jersey and New York in recent weeks, sparking speculation and concern over who sent them and why they were sent. Number of politicians and lawmakers claiming there is nothing to be concerned about. But Clinton Township, New Jersey resident Christopher Stadoulis says there's something going on.
The video doesn't really do justice, but when you look at what I'm seeing with the naked eye, you can see it's not a normal aircraft. This, and we don't have this much traffic, usually on any given night in this area. So it seems like definitely some of them are aircraft that we can't explain what they are.
New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith says DOD needs to do something.
Congress, yes, and the president, yes, need to move quickly to expand state and local authorities, powers. But DOD has it right now.
Audio courtesy of WABC. Also at SRNnews.com, TikTok has challenged a Canadian government order to shut down the Chinese video sharing app's business operations in the country that was imposed over national security concerns.
The company says it filed an application for a judicial review with the federal court in Vancouver. The application seeks to set aside the order for TikTok to wind up and cease its business in Canada. The Canadian federal government last month announced it was ordering TikTok's dissolution after a national security review of its Chinese parent company, ByteDance.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting from Washington. In the meantime, the Canadian government is not blocking access to the TikTok app, which will continue to be available to Canadians. TikTok has 14 million users in that country. This is SRN News. A British court sentencing a man for causing an abortion.
Stuart Warby is going to prison for 12 years after being convicted of slipping an abortifacient drug into the drink of his pregnant girlfriend. The woman lost her unborn baby at 15 weeks and told the court that since ingesting the drug, she has become infertile. Pro-life advocates in the United Kingdom and in this country have been warning that the decision to make abortion drugs readily available is likely to lead to more cases like this one. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy signing a law to prohibit book bans in the state and enshrine protections against civil and criminal charges for librarians. New Jersey becomes the latest Democrat-led state to enact a law designed to keep parents from removing porn material from the children's section of their school library or even in some cases the public library. This is SRN News. A big donation for a worthy cause in Ohio.
The organization spearheading installation of a monument to women's suffrage at the Ohio State House has received an anonymous $1 million donation. The Capitol Square Foundation announced the gift made in tribute to the late Joanne Davidson, the trailblazing first female speaker of the Ohio House, who died in October. After years of planning, the sculpture's monument design was approved by the Capitol Square Review and Advisory Board just last month. Unveiling schedule for 2026. John Scott reporting.
In New Mexico, four people have been murdered. A 16-year-old boy now in custody. Police in Houston say two teenagers have been killed, three wounded, including a 13-year-old in a shooting at a club. And in Columbus, Ohio, police investigating the deaths of three women found in a home. More details at SRNnews.com.